fill up. I mean, warm 50s, but getting in ready for one winter starting, and there's a cold snap tomorrow to let us know that winter's starting. And if they get in today, they can get their wintertime adjustment on the heating and air for how much?
Well, it's $69 what we charge for a fall check. A lot of times we get these as we can. You know, a lot of times when you think of a winter check, it's just a checkup of the system. But now if you have a problem, we usually get there same day if you call by lunch. But the fall checks, we work them in as we can.
And it is a good thing to do. I mean, you know, it's...
Well, yeah, there's so many things that that it helps. It helps as far as a lot of times people have trouble if you got a gas unit. You may have a crack in the heat exchanger, or your burners may not be burning cleanly. And it'll cost you money whether you know it or not. And it also eliminates the need to, when it's, say, 5 degrees outside and it's completely down, I mean, there you are. Whereas if you had it checked, you know, you could have got the problem resolved before the bad weather set in. But and if you have a heat pump, a lot of times, if you are, say the unit's running low Freon, what that'll do typically on a heat pump, you'll notice ice on the coil outside that'll stay there, and it never goes away. It just stays there. Generally, that's a sign of low Freon, or it could be a defrost problem. But you're actually paying more money to run that unit than what you should, though you might not know it, because you'll have that backup electric heat to come on to help that heat pump, and it'll keep it at the temperature you got it set, but it will run constantly. And say below 30 degrees, a heat pump needs help to keep the house warm. So that's the reason the electric heat is built in with the system, to keep it warm. Above 40 degrees, heat pump's one of the most cheapest forms of heat there is. But the problem is once it drops down below 35, it starts struggling to...
Needs a boost. Huh?
Yep.
Well, what is most important? I mean, to service it prior to winter or service it prior to summer? I mean, you got a unit and...
You know, you can do more in the spring, because what we actually do is take the unit apart and clean the coils, check the Freon. If it was more of a more economical, I would say the spring would be the best, because, you know, you can just do more as far as cleaning the unit and checking it. In the fall, you know, that's important too, just for peace of mind, because if you do have something wrong with that heat exchanger, you sure don't want to go out when it's 10
cold.
Degrees.
Because you can always open the windows in the summer, or you can put in fans, but it is hard to get a secondary heat source.
Yeah, yeah. So. And you know, you can get a little electric heaters and this and that, mm-hmm. but even those won't keep your house, you know, comfortable.
No, not completely warm. So I noticed that some people, maybe it's the units are bigger, but the smoke that comes out of them looks intense. Is there any signs that you need to have your unit checked if the smoke is stronger coming out? Or I don't guess it's not smoke, but it's the exhaust.
Well, yeah, on gas units you'll have an exhaust, and that's just normal. It's the amount of moisture inside the heat exchanger that's burning out. But now, actually, on a heat pump, you know, we get a few calls in the winter, say, you know, my unit's on fire out here, it's smoking. A heat pump will actually melt the ice off, and it will actually, steam will rise up from the unit as it's melting the ice off. And, you know, a lot of people have a unit 10 years and never see it, because, you know, it's just going to do it below 30 degrees generally. And then they see that steam coming off there, and the motor shuts off on top that turns, mm-hmm. and they hear it humming, and, you know, it kind of scares them because they've never seen it before. But it's normal for a heat pump to do that.
That's good to know. So how do you know if you have, we just bought a house, so how do you know if you have a heat pump?
Well, if you have a heat pump, well, for one thing, if you got a gas unit, you're going to have a gas bill every month.
Right, so we have that.
So
that means we don't have a heat pump.
Well, it's possible you could. The heat pump, if you got a package unit or even a condenser that sets outside, when you got it on heat, you'll notice the fan turns outside. And also on your thermostat, if you have a heat pump, it'll have an emergency heat setting on it. And when emergency heat, that is the electric heat strips alone. When you flip it to emergency heat, it is made to do that in case there's a problem with the compressor or something. You can turn, if you have a heat pump, you can flip it to emergency heat, and that heat will run the electric heat in the fan, and it shuts the compressor off.
Okay.
And it'll keep the house warm. It'll shut on and off just like it does with regular
heat.
Should
that be on your thermostat, or will that be on your unit?
It'll be on your thermostat. You'll notice an emergency heat setting if you have a heat pump.
Okay. Then we must not. I haven't seen that setting on my
thermostat. If you don't see an emergency heat setting on it, you've probably got a gas unit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're paying a gas bill, I'd say you probably got a gas unit.
Okay.
What did somebody have a question? You'd say
no. That. I was just going to bug in.
You had a question.
It was a bugging question from Jim Donahoe.
Oh, okay.
That I asked off the air.
The bugger guy. Yeah.
It's best to ask Jim Donahoe questions off air.
Right.
You know,
and we took care of that.
There's probably no telling what you're going to get, like a box of chocolates.
We're going to take a break. Philip Brown, Brown Mechanical, with us, and we'll get to the meat of the real subject is here.
Yes.
You know, we got the $69 special out of the way.
We'll find out the other.
We'll explore his life and times here in a minute. good fella, and we'll be back after this.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. I was thinking about switching to State Farm. I can never get a hold of my current insurance agent.
Oh, that won't be a problem with us. You can call State Farm 24/7, get quotes online, or start a claim with our smartphone app.
Wow, so you'd be there no matter what. That's like better than my mother.
Excuse you?
Mom, seriously? Get off the phone.
Oh, no. I want to meet this person who's always there for you. Maybe I should go.
No, Kristen, please stay. Mom, please get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Oh.
Now, when you needed to be tucked into bed until you were 15 years old with your blankie.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
With the option to call, go online, or use the Pocket Agent app on your smartphone, State Farm is so accessible, it might even make mom jealous. Get to a better state.
Call your local agent today, Charlie Adams, at 100 East McLaughlin Street in Portland, 615-325-5529.
Hey, Lee, I finally discovered that great store you've been talking about, Bloomingdale's. And it's like they have a bloomin' sale every bloomin' day.
They do. It's a great store, and they've got great things, and every bloomin' deal is a bloomin' deal every bloomin' day.
I don't see how they can turn a bloomin' profit with all the bloomin' bargains they've got.
They just want the customer to be bloomin' happy. Bloomin' Deals is at 252 Highway 52 West in Portland. It's veteran-owned and family-operated. They feature new, used, antique, vintage, retro, repurposed, and lots more, including chalk paint, cornhole bags, doTERRA oils, and many other items. Bloomin' Deals is open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 till 5, and Thursday from 10 till 7. It's a fun place to shop. And it's even more fun when you see that they really have Bloomin', not Balloonin', Bloomin' Deals. Check them out on Facebook at Bloomin' Without the G Deals. 252 Highway 52 West in Portland.
You think I could find some bloomers there?
Happy holidays from your friends at WQKR, Portland's radio station.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Most people think natural gas smells like rotten eggs. Actually, natural gas is odorless and colorless. Therefore, a chemical called captan is added to assist in detecting leaks. It's the captan that smells like rotten eggs, and it smells that way so a leak can be detected. Portland Natural Gas, looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
The title of a book alone can't convey its whole story.
Likewise, the name Bowen Tire can't begin to convey all the types of quality expert automotive care the fine folks at Bowen Tire provide. In addition to meeting your tire needs, they also handle CV axles, shocks, struts, brakes, tune-ups, and a whole lot more. You just can't put all that into a name. Otherwise, Bowen Tire would require their own telephone book. Bowen Tire, 801 South Main Street in Franklin, Kentucky.
They just can't be beat!
Did you know that the Portland Sun is Portland's largest newspaper? It's true. And not only is the Portland Sun Portland's largest newspaper, it's also Portland's free newspaper, available at more than 50 locations throughout the city, including H.G. Hills and Food Lion. The Portland Sun covers local news, local sports, and events large and small happening in our community. And inside every issue of the Portland Sun, you'll also find a copy of the Bargain Browser, this area's leading newspaper for classifieds and great deals. You can also keep up with local news daily at PortlandSun.com or the Portland Sun's Facebook page. To reach the Portland Sun's newsroom or to advertise in the Portland Sun, call 615-452-4940. The Portland Sun, Portland's big, free, and friendly newspaper. Get your copy today.
Good morning, Portland. Jim and Bonnie, and we made an announcement. Pat Mullins, who had been a police officer here, died Saturday. The service will be a memorial service, 2 o'clock Saturday, Chestnut Grove Baptist Church. Pat, and asked Al how long Pat had been a police officer, and he moved in, but he had been an officer here for over 20 years.
Remember being at city council. I think they gave him his gun, his revolver, when he retired.
And he, I think his last time, or 4 years ago, I think he ran for councilman, did not get it, but anyway, that thing, you know, you and I talk about a lot getting older, and one that we've got one with us this morning that defies age, Philip Brown from Brown Mechanical, and off air said something, and I was lucky enough to coach Philip as a receivers coach, and he was a receiver and a defensive back, and got to coach him there and coached him a year in baseball, I believe.
I'm remembering him now as football for some reason.
But he, and this was in the early 80s, so, and the advent of the alumni game between the White House and Portland the last 3 years, I guess, Philip has dusted him off. And
well, I play 2 out of 3.
Okay, but well, that's good.
That's good. That's very good.
At how old are you?
I turned 50.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, it was rough on me. That's hard.
I remember when my dad turned 50.
Just a number.
That's what they say.
Just a number. But you still, and I bugged you about this, you still, in your line of work, you have to crawl in tight spaces.
Yeah, like I told you, you used to kid me about not having to do it. I said, we're all Indians here. There's no chiefs. All Indians.
Except Angela. Right?
Yeah. Angela, yeah, consider her a chief.
Okay. Right.
Now, Angela, for y'all that don't know, she is the girl. She's the barber girl. That is my wife that works at Jack's Barber Shop. So she works with her dad. But there's a lot of talk about Angela. And she asked me, she said, before I come up here, she said, I can't believe they hadn't asked me. She said, I'm a counselor, I'm a doctor, and I'm a barber, all right here in town. And nobody has asked me to come up there and talk. So,
in fact, she could almost serve as a host, couldn't she?
Yeah.
She knows what's going on around this town.
Yeah, she does.
I was just thinking, last night we were at the historical Christmas party, Highland Rim, and Jim Calloway spoke, and he talked about the old characters in Portland and told some jokes on some people that were here long ago. And I guess Angela could add to that list. She and Jim Calloway need to get together and get their old character stories together and then have a routine.
Well, old characters and Angela's daddy, Jack.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a whole lot better to make fun
of. Philip's daddy, Barry. you know, you talking about stories. Now, those two guys can tell stories, you know.
So we'll get
it is funny. I know y'all.
But they just recall names of people last night that you've all, some of them I'd never met. But what was funny, he told a little story about a Dr. Johnson. And I forgot what the story was, but, well, yeah, I do remember now, and I won't repeat it. It was, but it was, what was funny was after it was, he got through, Albert Didis said he had brought a lady with him to help play music, and that was her father. Our grandfather, maybe. So that was kind of a funny story. But let's get back to Brown Mechanical Service, because I will tell you, Philip will come when you call, because we have caught him at some very inopportune times in his life. And I know he hates for his phone to ring, but then maybe it's job security.
Nah,
but
that's business. That's part of it.
But you always come. Every time we've called you, you've been there. And hopefully we won't be calling you as often now that we've moved, but we've got your number on rapid call.
All right. Well, that's good.
So what are some of the other services you do? We talked about the $69 sort of summer and spring and fall maintenance. What else?
Well, basically that's, you know, as far as service contracts, that's all we do as far as, you know, having something extra. Of course, we do all repairs if you have a problem with your heating or cooling. We do unit installation. If you need a new unit, we put it in. We do complete installations, but we don't do that. We mostly repair and unit change out.
Uh-huh.
As far as
so installation would involve putting all that ductwork in and everything.
Yeah, we do some ductwork, but primarily we change. Say, you know, you got a unit at the house and you need to change that. We'll change it out. A lot of times the returns may have to be increased in size, and we'll do that while we're there. But we don't do any electrical, don't do any plumbing. We specialize in repair and change outs and of course ductwork too, but primarily repair and change out.
And you did that primarily in Portland, or do you go to surrounding cities? Or
primarily we do in Portland and Franklin, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I do not advertise to go anywhere outside that, but we will go. You know, a lot of times we referred to go different places. We go to church, you know, down towards Goodlettsville, and of course, you know, I work on all their units, but you know, it, like Nashville, you know, we won't go to Nashville.
Yeah, that's a long way.
But anywhere this side of Nashville or Bowling Green, yeah, we'll go to.
So of course, people call in and say they need you. Do you have someone that answers the phone, or do you just have a regular
No, we have a secretary that answers the phone from 8 to 4.
And where's your office?
It is right beside Jack's Barbershop.
There you go. And you got a big sign up
It's been there over 10 years, our office there. It's kindly so I can keep an eye on Angela and make sure she's not having too much fun over there next to the barbershop.
She needs to know she's working, doesn't she?
And actually we have a duck shop. We had it over behind O'Reilly's. We did a little bit in there, but now we've trying to transition it over to Sandy Avenue, where we've got a little building.
Well, Bonnie wants to talk about the mechanical part of it. I want to talk about the athletic part of it.
All right,
we can mix it all up, you know. Well, Philip, I do want to mention this, because one time we had a unit when we lived at Willow Lake before. And every morning I would wake up with a headache. And I think we finally found out that we were getting some carbon monoxide or dioxide, carbon monoxide, in our house. So what is the dangers of that, and how do you, can you be aware that that's... That
you know, carbon monoxide is actually taking oxygen out of the air and depleting it. As far as, you know, the best thing to do is having a carbon monoxide detector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the best thing to do as far as, you know.
And those aren't talked about much, are they?
They're inexpensive. You can put them out. I think they're $49 or something like that. But a lot of times, if a unit's not venting properly, and or you got a crack in the heat exchanger, you can get carbon monoxide. A lot of times what it'll do, you may have a little bit of funny odor or smell, your eyes water. Mm-hmm. You got a headache every morning. It just, you know. But usually, I mean, all the newer units are pretty safe. Unless somebody's come out and jumped out parts or bypassed them, you know, they're going to shut down. They have safety controls on them that's going to protect you from getting carbon monoxide. But if you've had somebody out there working on it that, you know, is not reputable or maybe that didn't know exactly what they was doing, they might end up jumping out a part on that unit to get you heat or get it running and never did change it back or get the parts mm-hmm. you needed. That can be dangerous. But, you know, and like I was saying, a fall check a lot of time is good about finding a mm-hmm. problem like that that somebody has done in the past that you know, you didn't know about.
I think at one point we did at our house, the farmhouse, we had a carbon monoxide detector. And because we had a basement and the, you know, the unit was down there. And so it did go off one time, but it was because we had the gas logs on downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they weren't vented properly. So we quit using those because we were kind of afraid that, you know, of those.
Like gas logs, and we work on gas logs too. You've got two kind of logs. You've got unvented and you've got vented. And, of course, the unvented, it doesn't have to have a vent. Like in my basement, I've got like a fireplace. It looks like a fireplace, but there's no vent. It's fake, and it's got some unvented logs on it. And those unvented logs will, you can turn them on and run them, and all the heat, you get 100% of the heat. Nothing goes out of flue. And actually, mine has a thermostat on it, and it'll go on and off as it by itself. You know, to maintain the temperature you got
set at. And you never smell
any fumes.
How do you get it? What happens to the fumes?
Well, all these unvented logs have what you call an oxygen sensor on there.
Mm-hmm.
And if the oxygen gets depleted, it just shuts them down. So that's the safety control on them.
Mm-hmm. But some of those fumes are going out into.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's clean gas fumes. It's not going to hurt you.
Okay.
So.
You deal in this every day. I don't know if you've encountered this problem. Probably have. Say you have a rental house and you got a unit and it's not been rented in a while or it's not a lot of traffic in and out. The people are there and then drive a truck. I mean, you know, whatever. But people stealing copper tubing from units.
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, we had a little rental house on South Russell. I'd put the unit in, hadn't been in 2 years, and I had a condenser outside. Gone. Somebody stole it.
Wow.
You know. And so I had to put a whole new system in, but I, it's
that
a common,
was easy for you, but that happened to just somebody that's not
in
business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a shame because you spend $4,000 or $5,000 putting a unit back in for what? $150 worth of copper, $100. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, they say desperate people do desperate things, but it was real bad here a couple of years ago. I hadn't heard nothing lately when copper prices were so high.
Yeah.
Lately, I hadn't heard. It's not as been as bad as. It has been in the past, but I think it's about 2 or 3 years ago. You hear all the time about these units disappearing, and then, of course, it's died down. I've not heard nothing probably in a couple of years.
So how important is it to have a humidifier with your system?
Well, a lot of times, you know, we talk about the gas heat is what will take some moisture out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The heat pump, generally, you don't need a humidifier with it. If you have a gas system and your air is dry, a lot of times you'll want to put a humidifier in the ductwork to replenish the moisture in the house. And there's several kinds of humidifiers you can get. Years ago, it used to be a spray nozzle. It was a spray nozzle, and all it would do is just like a mist. It would just shoot a mist in your ductwork. Well, the problems with that is hard water and stuff. That nozzle would stop up. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't last, as a general rule, a couple of years. And they would stop up. And sometimes they would stop up and just dribble water out of them the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's bad. In recent years, the better humidifiers are what we call steam humidifiers. It is actually a water trough that holds water with a heater in the bottom. And it'll actually heat that water, and steam will come out of it, and it will mix with the airflow. Those are the better of the two. And, of course, the water has to... We use filters on ours to filter the water so it stays cleaner. But even then, you need to take those out and have them maintained periodically to clean all the... there's a lot of hard alkaline stuff that gets in the bottom of that that has to be cleaned out.
Let's take a break.
Oh, this is interesting.
It is. And he knows it.
He does.
Been doing it for 30 years.
And I'm asking questions that pertain to what we're talking about, which I was worried that I wouldn't.
We'll be back. Philip Brown's with us, Brown Mechanical, and we'll be back and talk a little bit about cleaning duct work and things like that. And it's Jim and Bonnie. Good morning, Portland.
Patrick Lewis Mullins, 72, of Portland, passed away December 8th. He is survived by his wife, Diane, two daughters, including Alex Thompson of Portland, one son and two stepsons, and six grandchildren. A memorial service is planned for Saturday, December 17th at 2 p.m. at Chestnut Grove Baptist Church. Visitation with the family will be at noon at the church before the service. Wilkinson and Wiseman Funeral Home, 715 South Broadway, has been serving Portland with dignity and professionalism since 1906, being there to help you through the difficult days and decisions when a loved one passes away. Charles Wilkinson and the experienced staff at Wilkinson and Wiseman are there in your time of need. Wilkinson and Wiseman Funeral Home, 715 South Broadway in Portland.
What's this?
Go ahead, open it.
Honey, we said the nursery was our gift this year.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted you to have a little something to open.
But I didn't get you anything.
Just open it.
A lottery ticket.
Yep, look at it.
You played it.
It's a winner.
Oh, wow, you did win.
No, we won, and we just added to the college fund.
Bring a little joy to your world this season. Give holiday instant games from the Tennessee Lottery.
Dashing through the store with a dollar in your hand. Through the aisles you go, here's a 20 grand. Scratch your ticket now, blow away the dust. And if you've got the luck, you could win some bucks. Oh, Tennessee Lottery, make your season green. It just takes a little luck, a dollar and a dream. Hey, Tennessee Lottery, make your spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to play the lottery tonight.
Play new holiday instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Have you had a chance yet to visit 109 Mini Mall, 606 North Broadway in Portland? If you haven't been there yet, now is a great time to go. Janet and Tiny Brantley are getting in new items every day just in time for Christmas. Every booth is full of great gift ideas, and their prices are right, too. At 109 Mini Mall, you'll find antiques, housewares, collectibles, specialty items, home decor, and furniture, new and used. 109 Mini Mall is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. 109 Mini Mall, a fun place to shop anytime, but especially at Christmas time. 606 North Broadway in Portland. And if you find so many things you don't have room to get them all into your car, always remember 109 Mini Mall is also an authorized U-Haul dealer. 109 Mini Mall and U-Haul, 606 North Broadway in Portland. Ask any Portland Panther basketball player, bumps and bruises are a part of the game, and sometimes the injuries are more serious and require physical therapy. New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland, is the official
physical therapy sponsor of Portland High School and Middle School basketball broadcasts on WQKR, and is ready to be yours too. Back, neck, and spine injuries, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, and foot injuries, and post-surgery and post-stroke therapy too. At New Life Physical Therapy, your treatment begins with a comprehensive evaluation, so your treatment is specific to your needs and healing. Create a new you with a visit to New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland. Call for an appointment today, 615-325-9007. When you need physical therapy, New Life will help you start feeling great again.
Have you ever seen the face of a new mother whose heart is breaking and who is asking herself what she would do different? One in four Tennessee women smoke while they're pregnant, and prematurity is often a tragic consequence. If you are a female smoker and you're ready to stop, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, especially before you're pregnant. It takes most people several attempts to be successful, so never quit quitting.
1-800-QUIT-NOW is confidential and free for Tennessee residents. You'll get a free kit, a personal phone coach, and it may save your baby's life.
Good morning, Portland. Jim and Bonnie and Philip Brown. We got a great conversation with Philip and a longtime old friend, and we do appreciate him coming on. There is a couple of things people have, they're interested in our conversation. They've texted in. One of them asking, we talked about it off air, the ductwork in a house, about cleaning it. You have a chimney sweep that climbs up and does the brushes and that sort of thing and vacuums up and all that stuff, but you think about you're burning wood or something in a fireplace, but you think about that heat and air unit, and as you vacuum, you're chasing that dust bunny across the room, just capture it with your vacuum cleaner. Those ducts that run under your house or above your ceilings or wherever, they probably get pretty dirty too, don't they?
Yeah, after so many years, you can get some dust on the inside. Your return in the house, it should be filtered air going through that ductwork, but a lot of times if the filters get really dirty or somebody doesn't have one in there for an amount of time, but all that unit does is just circulate air. It'll suck air in at that return. It'll take it to the unit, and then it'll blow it out the grills, throughout mm-hmm. the house. You shouldn't really pick up any outside air or any contaminants. I mean, the only air going through that duct system should be that's going through that filter in the hallway. A lot of times, after so many years, maybe people not putting filters in or just having dirty filters, the blower will actually pull dust from that filter if it gets clogged enough. And you can get some dust particles inside your ductwork, after a lot of years. And you can have it cleaned out. Now, we don't do any of that, but there's a couple of places in Nashville, I believe, that do it, and that's all they do. And that would be good to call them, because they're relatively inexpensive, but the equipment, is expensive. And as far as a small business like me, it wouldn't be practical to, spend that kind of money and be doing one a month or one every 2 weeks. Right. So you'd be better off calling them somebody that has that equipment to do that.
Let's go back to that humidifier. If you don't have one on your unit, can they be installed on the unit? Mm-hmm. And what do those usually cost?
You can get them for different prices.
Do you have those? Do you install those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The spray humidifiers, they're relatively cheap, but the steam humidifiers are more expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can spend $400 or you can spend $1,400. Mm-hmm. And it also depends. You have to have a water supply to get to, you know, to feed these humidifiers. But there's different prices mm-hmm. and different humidifiers. And but, yeah, they are a lot of times, like I said earlier, on a heat pump, you generally don't need them. But on a gas unit, some people, you know, if they have dry eyes and this and that, and, you know, like to have them.
Well, it's, I know that in our hallway there is a thermostat for a humidifier, but the previous owner said it, he had never used it. So I know their unit had been replaced, so they probably just didn't connect the humidifier when they replaced.
Yeah, there's a lot of old humidifiers that aren't used, and most of all those are the spray type, mm-hmm. just because of the maintenance. I mean, right. on the spray type, you just about have to have it maintained every year because the nozzles will stop up because mm-hmm. of the water.
Right.
Is that all water or water here? I mean, do it have the same problem?
It's water everywhere. It's just primarily you need a filter on the system before it gets to that nozzle. And they just, years ago, they didn't do that. Just switch out a nozzle and put in another one.
So do you sell a certain brand of air conditioning unit, or do your customers request the brand they want?
I can get any brand you want, but I sell primarily Train and York. I consider those to be the best on the market. No matter where you go, you may go to somewhere and say, you know, I don't want a Train, I'd rather have a York. Or I don't want a York, I'd rather have a Train. But I've never been anywhere where customers said they wouldn't want either one of them. So that's the reason I offer those two.
So
I can get any kind of unit you'd want. Mm-hmm. A lot of times primarily, and you know, a lot of times we do big units at churches and different places, and we'll put the Train or the York on, depending on what the situation mm-hmm. calls for.
Okay. And some of those units are pretty big. Do you, like when schools are putting new HVAC systems in, do you bid on those, or do you just primarily do, I think you said earlier, though, that you don't do a lot of installations, you just...
No, I don't do a lot of new construction. Mostly what I do is factories, mm-hmm. churches, and residential, mm-hmm. you know, people's homes.
And we're going to take a break. Philip Brown's with us. That second session went long because you wouldn't get off that.
I know, I'm sorry. We had to find out about those.
Well, you know, it's fine. And it is good. And I have learned.
Yes, we have. It's been a good
My wife hour. will be happy with the information I'm bringing home. We'll be back. Philip Brown's our guest, and Brown Mechanical, and we'll be back after this.
The cars and trucks at Al's Auto Mart are different. Not new, but not quite used either. In fact, they're so different, they needed a new name. The crack research team at Al's Auto Mart was on the case. It wasn't until one day during their lunch break that it happened. Researcher Alvin Philpott made the discovery of his career.
Newsed.
Newsed. Newsed cars and newsed trucks. Many hard to find, in stock. Quality vehicles at wholesale prices and financing for everyone. Al's Auto Mart in Portland, Tennessee. Online at alsautomart.com.
Are you one of those people who can't get a job? You're tired of sitting around the house, unable to work and bring in money because it seems like there's nobody willing to hire you? Well, guess what? That can all end right now because there are good jobs to be had. There is money to be made, and you could be working and earning money almost immediately. Sumner Employment Exchange, 200 South Broadway in Portland, has more jobs than they do people to fill them. They have area employers who are looking for good workers right now, and you might just be what they're looking for. So get the job you really want. Make the money you deserve to make. Call Sumner Employment Exchange today at 615-325-5161. Don't believe everything you hear about how hard it is to find a job. Sumner Employment Exchange has a lot of jobs, and they need people like you. So call today, 615-325-5161.
Station, WQKR. Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring above the northern wilderness with a pilot who was either dead or in something close to a coma. The plane came in and out of crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Shh. Listen, can you hear that? It's the sound of osteoporosis, a silent disease. So while you're at work, and even while you're sound asleep, your bones could be gradually weakening. The only way to know if you have osteoporosis is to get tested. That's why the Medical Center at Franklin offers bone density scanning. This quick and painless procedure can help your doctor determine if you're at risk for osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or call the Medical Center at Franklin at 598-4899.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back to Good Morning Portland. We have Philip Brown with Brown Mechanical Service. Is that the right way I said that?
Yeah, you did correct.
I got it right. I'm visual, so I wrote it down. If I write it down, I can usually remember it, but if somebody just says something to me, I can't. This has been a really good hour, Philip. We've learned a lot of things, and I can't praise your business enough because we've used you, and we've always been pleased with the work you've done, and you've always come. Respond real quickly.
He's that good. Just go ahead. He's that good.
He is that good. He is that good. And you have a good group that works with
you. And to say that and modify that a little bit, I had nothing but great memories of having Philip on teams that I was associated
with.
And
see, Philip, this is the problem. He wants to talk sports, and I want to promote your business now.
Well, listen, we can talk sports. There's nothing wrong with that.
But, just the attitude, and he would be that one that would he was a diver. He could, he didn't mind. And, mm-hmm. of course, in football and baseball, you do get dirty, but Philip really didn't mind at all, giving his body up for his team,
There you go.
And let Bill, I was kidding him.
Yeah, catching passes.
Yeah, kidding him before, he's dressed pretty well coming in here. He sure didn't look like he was one of the crawlers, You send those guys in heat and air, most of it's under the floor in a house,
Right.
So you have to send your guys under. And he said he was not that chief that you,
we're all Indians.
Well, you quoted, to quote you, that Angela was a chief and everybody else was an Indian, right?
But
that's pretty much right.
I think when you have everybody feeling like they're on the same level, you have a good working relationship with your people, mm-hmm. don't you?
I've been really blessed. I've always had good guys helping me, good guys that are honest and that mm-hmm. I can depend on. So that means a whole lot. So.
And you've had, I know you worked for your dad for a while and kind of went out on your own and doing some different things, but you had a couple of those guys for a while, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Your employees have been with you all the way.
Yeah.
Because I knew I would talk to you early on, and, you had this guy and this, and I know y'all followed basketball. You had a sister, Natalie, that played at Station Camp and went on to Belmont, and Jesse played volleyball and basketball here.
They were fun to watch.
And Jesse helped coach the high school volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This year, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had a good year, yeah. Did we talk about where they are? On the air. I know we've covered a lot of ground, and we always tell people that we learn a lot more off air than we do on, but a little bit. Jesse teaches at Clyde Riggs.
Fifth grade at Clyde Riggs, and she's married to Brandon Perdue. He's a dairy farmer. And
he's one of my favorite subjects. As much as I loved you, Brandon's that.
Everybody loves Brandon. But and Annie Best, she married a guy from Alabama, and he actually works for, he's a computer engineer, and he works for Redstone Arsenal.
Yeah, I know.
And I keep working on Annie. I said, y'all need to come live up here. But he has an awful good job down there. And he's
probably interesting.
He's pretty much got a foothold in that place. It would be hard for him to come up here, but who knows? Who knows what the future
may
bring?
You never know. And that's in Huntsville, right?
Yes.
So that's not really a long drive from here.
Yeah, about 2.5 to 3 hours.
How many times have you all made that drive?
Already probably about 3 or 4.
Yeah. It's just not a bad drive at all.
But now they do come up every other weekend.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know how long
that
lasts.
That's part of the deal.
About the time they have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're not coming for Christmas.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
So it's like Linda with moving to Colorado. She says, now we're putting in our budget money to buy plane tickets. And so, that I don't think that ever was a line item in the budget. Every year at Christmas, that's part of their Christmas. I just get them their plane tickets to come here.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to give. I mean,
well, if you didn't, you probably wouldn't see them, huh?
It's pretty pricey. It's pretty pricey to send five people
to,
at Christmas time, and especially flying in and out of Colorado this time of year. It's
everybody's skiing,
so they can raise the rates on
my auntie is going out after Christmas skiing.
Well,
if people need Brown Mechanical, Philip, your number and how to get in touch with you and all that stuff.
Well, you can call the office is the best way, and that number is 615-325-2051. And like I say, we're open to 4 o'clock, but we do have somebody on call in the evenings and weekends.
Your number is on your sign, isn't it?
Yes.
So when you stop for this long traffic light here, you can write down that number or memorize it.
Yeah.
So it's in a good location.
Yeah, we got a good spot there.
It is. And appreciate you coming on, buddy. Bonnie said we've learned a lot.
And we want to have him back in the spring.
See if it goes up any. $69 for
it'll stay the same.
A fall tune-up
Lord willing.
Good luck. Hope everything goes well for you. Have a good Christmas.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all having me on.
It's been fun. Philip Brown, Brown Mechanical. You can reach him at
615-325-2051.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Leslie Flatt from New Life. Physical therapy and...
Oh, let's see.
You...
I called somebody.
You did?
Oh, my goodness. I forgot who it was.
We'll have guests.
We have guests.
We'll have
two. And
it's
a good one. I remember it was a good guest.
It was.
Portland Cares, Penny Martin.
Penny.
Yeah. Oh, I got to forget Penny. Penny, hope you're not listening.
This is a good time to talk to Penny, right?
Yes,
before Christmas.
Right.
But anyway, we enjoy it, and we are getting older, and we do forget things.
Yeah.
So,
and I didn't forget Penny Martin.
And Philip's just 50, so
he'll know. He'll learn.
He's got a couple of years yet. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
If you like the music you hear every day on WQKR, you're a real rock and roller. You'll be excited then to find out about the brand new store in White House, Vintage and Vinyl, full of stuff you'll also love. Vintage and Vinyl at 141D Eden Way Drive across from Wendy's features real vinyl records, new and used stereos and turntables, vintage record players, needles, CDs, retro clothing, tapestries, original record store posters, classic rock and roll memorabilia, new and used records, used CDs, bohemian style clothing sizes small to plus. You'll have to see it to believe and appreciate it. Alan and Betsy Hickox bring back the 50s and more with Vintage and Vinyl across from Wendy's in White House. Open Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday from 9 till 5. Vintage and Vinyl, 141D Eden Way Drive across from Wendy's in White House. Doing things the hippie way.
A minister and a soap salesman were walking together down a street in the city. Soon they came upon a man that was drunk and passed out in the gutter of the street. The salesman commented, "The gospel you preach isn't very effective. There are still so many wicked people in the world." They continued their walk together, and they soon passed a man that was, in the most polite words, filthy dirty. "The soap you sell isn't very effective either," remarked the preacher. "There are still so many dirty people in the world." Angered, the soap salesman said, "But you have to apply the soap before it can clean." The preacher said, "And so it is with the gospel also." John tells us that we reject the gospel and do not apply it because we like the wickedness more than we do the truth. John 3 and verse 18 and 19 says, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." We must apply the gospel to our lives if we want to escape the wickedness of this world. Points to Ponder has been brought to you by the Portland Church of Christ. Have a fantastic day.
This is a very professionally run radio station.
The last bastion of quality programming.
And QID.
W-Q-K-R.
Does anyone recognize those call letters?
W-Q-K-R.
Portland, Tennessee. Happy holidays from your friends at WQKR, Portland's radio station.
Portland has a brand new restaurant, but it's inside an old friend. It's Envy Bar and Restaurant at My Time Cafe on Main Street. Now under new ownership and management, Envy at My Time will have you raving about their food. They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 6 a.m. until 11 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. And the menu? Well, let me just say that no restaurant within 100 miles of Portland has a better selection of great food. Shrimp, chicken, and pork stir-fry. Steak, chicken, and shrimp fried rice. BB's homemade from scratch egg rolls. Ribeye, T-bone, and New York strip steaks. Pork spare ribs. All are mouth-watering and will leave you licking your lips trying to get just one more taste. For lunch, try the steak chili, kebabs, or ribeye sandwich. Envy Bar and Restaurant in My Time Cafe on Main Street in downtown Portland. It's great. Feeling a little under the weather, sinus problems, a nagging cold, or maybe a minor injury? You can get personal, affordable, and high-quality health care at Portland Family Wellness, 700 South Broadway. Dr. Michael Littell and Dr. James Botsko are taking new patients and will ensure that you and your family enjoy the best health possible through healthy lifestyle changes and early detection and monitoring of treatable diseases. Call today for an appointment, 615-325-3100. Portland Family Wellness, 700 South Broadway in Portland. Have you heard about the free vitamin program at Portland Prescription Shop? It's available for all children between 2 and 12 years old and gives them free vitamins every month. For complete details, just go by Portland Prescription Shop, 705 South Broadway. They're open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 until 1. Portland Prescription Shop, where you'll save time and money and the kids get free vitamins.
WQKR, 1270 a.m., WBGB, 91.5 FM, Portland.
Yeah.
WQKR 1270 AM, WBGB 91.5.